Hello and welcome to the Retail Week. Our look at the biggest story in retail over the last 7 days. I'm Grace Bowden, reporter for Retail Week, and I'm joined by senior reporter Becky Waller-Davis and executive editor George McDonald. Today, we are discussing the surprisingly fiery select committee on the proposed merger between Asda and Sainsbury's. The chair of the committee, Neil Parish, launched a no-holds-barred criticism of the deal, which he described as a marriage of convenience, one that was propped up by Mickey Mouse figures, and would leave the two grocery giant suppliers worse off. The question is he right? Will the fact that he said it actually matter and have an impact? Or was it all soapbox and no substance? What do you guys think?
Well, I personally think it made for very interesting watching.
It beat Love Island that day.
It did. You know, he really went for both Mike Coop and Roger Burnley. I mean, especially Roger Burnley, I think, really felt quite attacked.
Yes.
I mean, I personally think that he was right to raise those concerns. I think all of the concerns are valid, especially around the supply side. It's an absolutely huge deal, and I don't think that the government would be doing its job if it didn't question that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But
what about you, George?
Yeah, I agree and disagree. I think the concerns are valid. I thought the hearing was an absolute joke, actually. You know, I enjoyed watching it because it was just knockabout farce. You know, it was just a Punch and Judy show in the end. And so although, you know, it was fun to watch, I don't think it told us anything new at all. And I think the chair, is it Neil Parish?
Neil Parish, yeah.
Yeah, you know, he was just out for publicity. Mm-hmm. You know, he was trying to find controversy and he didn't manage to find any, and he had to really just resort to insults and trying to goad Roger Burnley and Mike Coop. And, you know, picking up on the point, which I acknowledge, valid concerns, the way he ran that meeting meant that, you know, it did not help get replies, good replies to those answers. But that said, I thought, you know, Mike Coop in particular, I think he did a pretty good job of not being goaded.
Probably because he'd seen Roger Burnley get thoroughly goaded.
Yeah. He had the practice. He was an advantage there.
Yeah. But do you know what sort of really annoys me? It just plays out a very well-established narrative, which is that big retailers must be bad, that they live by squeezing suppliers, and poor old Farmer Giles can't make a living. But when Mike Coop and Roger Burnley sort of tried to answer some of those points, they were just shouted down. And the result of that is that the retail industry, the perception of it, some of the image problems it has, remain unchanged because the politicians didn't do their job properly in the way that they should have done to address the valid concerns you talked about.
I agree that Parish's manner was sometimes a little bit too abrupt. I really hate that thing when, you know, you see it in interviews all the time, and you saw it in this inquiry where somebody is just interrupted before they're able to get to the end of their point. I find that really frustrating. But I also think that he probably had a healthy dose of scepticism about being able to shave 10% off of prices with nobody losing out. That's not possible.
And
farmers are already being screwed over, actually, by some of the big four sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the dairy industry. It's in absolute tatters. So I think actually MPs, especially representing rural constituencies perhaps, have an absolute right to make that point. Whether he made it in absolutely the right way, whether he could have sat back a little bit and been a bit more cooperative, I guess, to work with them and tease out those answers and make his point better. Yeah, I agree with that, but I think they're totally valid concerns.
Yeah, I think, you know, the point is, or one point is that actually the suppliers who account for most business with Sainsbury's, for instance, it's a relatively small number of very big companies. It isn't poor Farmer Giles turning up with his pints of milk and selling them at the door to the retailer.
Yeah, of course.
But
don't you think those suppliers then work with smaller businesses and smaller businesses and smaller businesses, and the pressure just comes down from the retailer until it is Farmer Giles or
and
whoever?
And not to you know, not to overstep the point here, but, you know, they did absolutely make that point. Asda said they have 4,000 suppliers, 24 of which do a third of every single product on their shelves. So you're absolutely right that there are a lot of really massive suppliers who stock the majority of their shelves. But Neil Parrish's, to my mind, really valid concern was the 1,700 small suppliers that Asda currently has and what's going to happen to them. And I will say, yes, he was too harsh, and actually the way he spoke didn't actually ingratiate anybody to want to give him a straight answer.
No, it didn't elicit the response.
But they didn't have a good answer to that question of what's going to happen to those 1,700 suppliers. That's not an insignificant number.
No. So that's a fair point. So I think quite clearly, never mind the particular circumstances, I'm sure the view that you're expressing is commonly held.
Mm.
So the grocers have certainly got to do a far better story. Tell their story far better and show what they would see as the different reality, because it's quite clear that story is not being heard at the moment. Yeah.
Can I ask, sorry, did you have another point there, George?
I was just going to say, you know, all of these things that we're talking about, you know, the future of agriculture, etc., you know, they're big themes.
Mm.
And there was another really big theme raised, or that was attempted to be raised yesterday by Mike Coop, and that's the fact that, you know, Amazon is a factor in this deal.
Mm.
The world is changing, all of our lives are changing in many ways for the better, because of all the things that you know, Amazon and others like them can do well. But, you know, it's a huge, huge shift going on, and you don't really hear the politicians thinking about the impact of that in the same way as they do about, you know, well-known high street names.
Mm.
And we were talking about it in the office yesterday. If one of those committees put as much time and energy into trying to work out what they might do about business rates,
or making sure everyone pays their taxes.
Yeah.
You know, then we might have made some progress on that.
I'm conscious that we're quick on time, and we're running out of time, but just one quick question for both of you, if I could, and just snappy answers. These select committees, we've seen them done before with BHS, we saw them with Sports Direct last year, and some could argue that they did have a tangible impact. Will this one?
I think that it is useful that it's happened before the CMA. I think a lot of people in the industry thought the CMA perhaps didn't do the most thorough job on the Tesco Booker merger. Would that be fair to say?
I think maybe not so much not thorough, but they were astonished at
the fact that it went through with
it. Yes. Made. Right. And so I think anything that can be done to kind of make the kind of roundest, most complete argument before the CMA looks at this deal is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's going to have a tangible effect in and of itself, I mean, on the public, for example, we actually are publishing some data later today that shows that the public don't really care whether Sainsbury's and Asda merge. I think the figure is about nearly half of them claim to feel neutral towards it, and they really couldn't care less. So, you know, on one end of the scale, we've got Neil Parrish. On the other, we've got
a pretty unfussed checker. Mm. How about you, George? Can I make a difference?
I don't think so. You know, it will be heard. It's part of the conversation. But, you know, it wasn't a significant event in the way that, for instance, the BHS committee hearings were.
Fair enough. Okay, all right. Well, I think that just about does us for this week. Thanks for your thoughts, as always. Looking ahead to next week, we have Carpetright prelims, a John Lewis strategy update, sort of a 10-year long-term strategy update, and our Be Inspired conference as well, which is about helping women in the industry realise their full potential, and men too, but mainly women. Thanks so much for joining us today. If you'd rather just listen and not look at our mugs, there is a listener-only version. Thanks very much for joining us. We'll see you again next week.